This is such a disappointing thing to hear, more so considering today is World Press Freedom Day. Local journalist and the Malaysian correspondent of the South China Morning Post, SCMP, Tashni Sukumaran took to Twitter today to reveal that she has been summoned to Bukit Aman for questioning by the police. This is because of a news article that she wrote regarding how the authorities handled migrant workers during a COVID-19 raid in Kuala Lumpur on Labor Day. Source, Tashni Sukumaran. Authorities told Tashni that she was being investigated under Section 504 of the Penal Code as well as Section 233 of the Communications and Multimedia Act, CMA. Of course, this move by the government was met with stern criticism by the public, with many calling the action as a blatant censorship of the press within our country. Furthermore, Tashni also claimed that there have been many attempts to silence reporters recently within our country. These include excluding foreign media from official WhatsApp groups, journalists are being called in and limited access to government press conferences. Source, Tashni Sukumaran. Source, Tashni Sukumaran. In relation to the investigation, Kluang MP, Wong Shu-chi came to Tashni's defense and voiced her concerns regarding media censorship. Within a press statement for World Press Freedom Day today, Shu-chi expressed her disappointment that the government chose to harass a journalist for a detailed and lengthy report with citation of several sources. The Kluang MP, who came from a background in media, further commented. Credible media is a core component of a functioning democracy. If the media is not allowed to report the truth without fear or favor, there will be no trust in the society. Source, MalaysiaKini. Seeing how Tashni's case is gaining traction, Communications and Multimedia Minister Saifuddin Abdullah said he has instructed the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, MCMC, not to act against SCMP and her for the report. Replying to Tashni's tweet, Saifuddin said that, I may not like your piece but I will defend your right to write it. Source, Saifuddin Abdullah. However, it seems that PDRM won't be dropping its investigation as the police fall under the jurisdiction of the Home Ministry headed by Hamza Zainuddin. Source, Tashni Sukumaran. Regardless of the outcome, Tashni has vowed to not stop reporting as everyone deserves access to the truth and it is the job of a journalist to speak the truth without fear or favor. What do you guys think of the investigation on this Malaysian journalist? Share your thoughts in the comments. Also read, PDRM arrested hundreds of undocumented immigrants in efforts to stop spreading COVID-19. You have reached the end of this story.